There's a whole discussion on the Avidrum. On the simple pshat of the Avidrum, the way the Beis Yosef quotes him, is that if Asara B'Tevis fell on Shabbos, you would fast. And even the Beis Yosef doesn't like it. Where does he get it from? Others say it's against Rashi and Megillah. And others say it's a Toh Sofrim, whatever it is. But the bottom line is a lot of people give different explanations. And let's assume it's true. Why would Asara B'Tevis be different that you'd fast on Shabbos? So we had the Rav Chaim, that because there's no other option, like a Tainis Chalom. And therefore, this one you can't push it off because it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, therefore you have to do it on Shabbos. Others say, based on Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, since it has to be done on Shabbos and you can't fast on Shabbos, therefore you don't fast at all. There's the Chasim Sofer, it's a different Shabbos, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. It's why is it like Tainis Chalom, that it's something the Chasim Sofer has Chiddush, that we're fasting Al Atzara, every Asara B'Tevis, which is determined whether the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt or not. So anytime you're allowed to fast on Shabbos to stop Asara Asid, that's why Tainis Chalom, you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. The Rav Chaim, like there's no other option, like a Tainis Chalom, so we do it. The Chasim Sofer talks about the difference between Tisha B'Av and a Yortzai versus a Tainis Chalom. And as well, others point out, the Bnei Yisaskar, others, that the Gemara tells us in by Tisha B'Av, about as a whole, we all know that historically speaking, it doesn't seem to be the Bei Rova, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on test the 10th of Av. And in fact, according to some, if I would have been there, I would have picked the 10th of Av because Rov of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. However, we picked the 9th of Av. Why do we do the 9th of Av? Because that was the beginning. So we see the beginning of something is always the worst. Kol haschalas kashos, as they say. When you begin something, it's always more difficult. So therefore, someone will point out that's why over here, why is Asara B'Tevis unique? Because kol haschalas kashos, that it was the beginning of the siege. It was the first step. Ultimately, it was the beginning of the end. Ultimately, it led to the destruction of the wall, the Beis HaMikdash, and ultimately the Churban HaBayis. So, just like we say, Tisha B'Av, and that's why Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that's why it doesn't make any sense at first glance, because we after Chatzos on Tisha B'Av, we line up on the Avelis, all the Minhagim. We get off chairs, we put on tefillin. We just said the Beis HaMikdash started burning then. So that's how Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, because based on a Tosfos and Kedushin and Medrash, that really when was Klal Yisrael in danger? When they didn't know what was God going to do, destroy Klal Yisrael? And when they saw that he was just destroying the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore it was Ksas Nechama, that you could always rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring someone back to life. I mean, God can't treat us amazing, but generally, when it would have been the end of Klal Yisrael. So it really is a Ksas Nechama. At that moment, we realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not rejecting us. He's just punishing us, and therefore, we'll be able to do tshuva and to rebuild another Beis HaMikdash. So we see that the moment was Yahweh Ksas Nechama. So we assume the beginning is the worst time, and that's why the Chacham say that's why we paskin. We fast on the 9th of Av, not the 10th. So similarly here, if you assume like the Avidrum's right, or even if not, but you assume why we fast on Friday as opposed to other fast days, is because Kol Haschalas Kashos was the beginning of the end, to the effort that the Chacham wanted to signify the uniqueness of Asara B'Tevis, by the beginnings being the worst, and therefore I picked that day. Again, independent point, I don't know if being true, but there was the chief rabbinate in Israel, I hear, picked Asara B'Tevis as a Yom HaKoli, that for those who lost people in the Holocaust don't know a day, they picked Asara B'Tevis. So different reasons given why Asara B'Tevis was picked, perhaps according to Rishkomo Fisher, because that was the day Mechiras Yosef happened, historically, However, based on what we're saying here, kolas cholas, so therefore, the Holocaust lasted, unfortunately, many years. So therefore, they picked the date. Asura B'Tevis was, like Tisha B'Av is the beginning, even though Korban Abayis engulfed many things, but we picked the 9th of Av. So too, they picked the 10th of Tevis, since that was the beginning of the end, is when they began the siege. So perhaps that's the reason why Asura B'Tevis was picked as well as the day of Kaddish HaKoli for those who lost. But that's the pshat here as well, why it's unique, whether it means unique you fast on Shabbos or don't fast at all, or you fast on Friday. That's how some explain why Asura B'Tevis is singled out more than the Shartanios.